worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And Terry Keyes. All right, straight up. Welcome back. We do return once again. It's your daily dose of Bucket Strategy Investing. The best in money advice is just ahead, if I do say so myself. We'll get right to it this hour. As our buddy Terry Keyes, once again in studio today for Professor Plum. One more day, ready to take your calls, ready to take your emails. Going to start it all off with a discussion on risk in your portfolio. How much risk should you take? Well, all right, obviously, everyone's tolerance for risk is different, so there's no one real set rule here. But determining what that risk is and finding out the correct assets to have that sort of match your risk, that's one of the keys to a successful retirement plan. And speaking of keys, we got the big keys here to talk to you. With you about all this coming up here in just a little bit. Our phone lines are all open. You give us a call, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Brain Trust standing by right now. You can also email us via our wealthed.com website. That's your source for all the topics we talk about on this program. Just look for the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, and you'll get your emails to us here in the studio. Now, I warned you earlier, Terry Keyes in today for Professor Rick Plum. Terry is here courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. If you want to talk to them off the air, you can reach them at 800-644-1150. You need to call the Brain Trust. You need to check with the advisors and talk with them about your situation. Make sure you are on the right path to retirement. Again, off the air, you can reach them at 800-644-1150. Or if you want it a little bit more quicker than that, call here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. We got lines open at the top of the hour, the top of the show. We'll be happy to talk to you about any money situation that you have. Yesterday, Terry Keyes, we were talking about buckets. Buckets is one of the ways, the strategy is one of the ways to help deal with risk in a portfolio. Now, we talked about the specifics of how buckets work, the basics, 1, 2, and 3, maybe 4 and 5, or however many buckets you happen to have. But the underlying theme in all that, which we're going to address here for a segment or two, has to do with risks. Now, when we talk about risk, what sort of risks are we dealing with here?
There's all types of risks. The biggest one that everyone talks about when it comes to retirement and investing is market risk, or the volatility of the market, right? How much to have in, how much to not have in. One of the points I want to address today at some point, John, is it's not how much risk always should you be taking. It's, are you doing things that you think are minimizing risk that really aren't? Are you doing things, are you managing your risk incorrectly? So you may get rid of all your tech stocks, but you still have 100% in stocks, and you go to all 100% dividend paying stocks.
Is that true? Have people done that?
Well, yeah, people think that's, yeah, I just lowered the risk because I went to less riskier companies. You're still 100% in the stock market.
You know what's funny that you mentioned that? I remember back in 2000, it must have been, early 2000, late 99, 2000, somebody had called and they said, yeah, you know what? I'm thinking things are a little bit risky right now in the market. So I just took all my safe money and I put it in the QQQs, which, you know, was the NASDAQ, you know.
It's the NASDAQ index, basically.
Index, exactly. Tracking the NASDAQ, which was, of course, at an all-time high. It had blown up over the last couple of years. Said, yeah, all my safe money is right there till I can figure out what I want to do with it. I mean, this was this.
So he went to a broader index, which, you know, in some ways is diversification, but that's only one measurement of risk.
Yeah, and if you saw what the NASDAQ looked like back in 2000, it was, you know.
Yeah, but you were still 100% technology at a 10-year high at that point.
Hugely risky.
I think it was about a 10-year run.
It was. Yeah. It was, and it had reached 5,000-something, something unheard of, and everybody was, internet, you know, brand new and all this stuff. Anyway, that was somebody's evaluation of their own portfolio, reducing risk by going to an ETF like the QQQ. Anyway, so everybody's definition of risk is different. You got things like, you got market risk, obviously. One of the things that Bucket Strategy tries to, I can't say eliminate because it doesn't do that, but it deals with. You can use market risk, market volatility to your advantage, but there are ways of doing that, right?
Yeah, the biggest, as I said earlier, the biggest risk that we address with clients all over the country every day is market volatility. That's, you've got to get, and the way to address market volatility is to first of all figure out your time frames. And the way you figure out your time frames isn't just how long you're willing to wait to take risk, okay? Yeah. It's how much money do you need when, okay? So if you need a lot of money from a portfolio over the next 15 or 20 years, it may come up when you're done designing your strategy that you have no money in the stock market.
You mean like nothing?
Nothing. Like, so a client comes to you with $300,000. This is a real situation. She's in her mid-70s.
You've talked to somebody like that.
Yeah, this is the true client, mid-70s. Her husband passed away about a year or so ago. They have about a $300,000 portfolio. She picks up his Social Security now and gets rid of hers.
Yeah.
So she has one Social Security check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some rental income, not a lot, and whatever she can get from the portfolio. Now, normally, I'm comfortable with $12,000 or $15,000 from a $300,000 portfolio.
Yeah, 4 or 5%. Right.
Well, she needs $25,000. So when you design a strategy like that, see, the first thing I asked was, how much money do you need and how long you need it for?
Right.
Well, in this scenario, it came down to, how much money do you need? And if, now that I know you need that much, I'm going to tell you realistically how long to expect it to last for.
Right.
And we don't build any equities into that strategy.
None at all.
No, because we're spending it all within the next 15 to 20 years. We've taught all the country for years, the best way to take the volatility out of the market is to take only the amount of money you don't need in the market for 15 years or longer. Well, I figured out this woman's money's going to last about 15. Now, here's the good news. She's going to be about 89 or 90 by the time it runs out. She owns another home, a vacation home, that's worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that's paid for.
Oh, well,
so
that's
she's not going to be destitute. So I'm not a bad financial advisor by showing her how to spend her portfolio down over the next 15 years. I did what she asked me to do. She asked me to give her $24,000 a year, you know, for the next number of years.
Which you can do. Now, if you safe in that portfolio and you make it guaranteed, you know you're not going to get much of a return, at least certainly not now. Right. But you at least know that here's where the end is going to be. You're going to run out of money at X date, roughly, but you've got this guaranteed money coming in.
I use that on the extreme end of avoiding all risk, okay?
Okay, but what happens? You know, somebody's going to say, well, yeah, but what happens with this person at age 90 or 91? You said she's got a vacation home.
Yes, and she owns a really nice townhouse. Okay.
Okay, so that could be a potential source of income from there.
At 90 years old, a reverse mortgage on a $200,000 townhouse is going to provide her all the income she needs.
Yeah.
How much money do you spend when you're 90, John?
I don't know.
Not much.
I haven't been 90 for a long
time. Well, I have clients that have been 90, 92, 94, 95. Yeah. My last 95-year-old client, he went to the gym every day for 2 hours.
Well, that's good.
Then he went home.
Did he actually work out or did he just walk to the gym?
He worked out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He went to the gym every day and then went home.
Oh, well, that's a
good
thing.
How much does that cost to do? Oh, by the way, they gave him his gym membership for free because he was 95 years old.
Okay, well, that's nice
of
him. Yeah. But how does somebody like that deal with the risk of, here's another risk, healthcare risk. I mean, if they need $24,000 a year at age 75, say, when they're healthy, what are they going to do? I mean, had they planned for?
Well, he had assets. That's why I was his financial advisor. I managed his assets. My point was he wasn't using any of them. He wasn't even spending his whole Social Security check.
Well, I'm talking about this woman who needed $24,000. Is this the same person?
Oh, she's going to address health row risk from either the sale of the vacation home, which is worth a lot, like $600,000, $800,000, $900,000, or her townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So she has backup assets. You couldn't do this had she not had those backup assets. You would have had to really convince her to come up, you know, with a lower spending need.
Yeah, which can put people, I mean, that, you know, that can cause people to have to move from wherever they are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Sell assets that they wouldn't think they'd have to do.
She's very fortunate. She doesn't have to move. And nothing really, just by the size of her portfolio, nothing really is going to change in her life over the next 10 or 15 years. And once she heard that, she said, 10 or 15 years, I'm fine. After that, I don't know that I really care.
So what you did was you got rid of the market risk for her by not being in the market at all.
For that, that's the extreme risk, right. My point is, that's the extreme case. Now, maybe there's some people that can only afford to have about 10% of the market because they need a fair amount. Maybe there's some people, we talked about this yesterday, who can afford at 67 years old to have 100% of their money in the market because they don't ever need any money from their portfolio in their lifetime.
They don't need to touch it because they've got things like pensions. They got Social Security, perhaps.
Pensions,
they got other forms
Security
of guaranteed income.
All take care of more than what they spend. As a matter of fact, they still accumulate money on an annual basis without. So they're adding to their portfolio every year.
Well, gee whiz, though, doesn't that go against this old rule of thumb that says you should take 100 minus your age and you should be at age 70? You should only be 30%
in stocks.
That's
why that rule is wrong, because for every person that they tell that to, I can show you another person that absolutely needs the exact opposite of whatever they're recommending.
Now, I wonder if anybody ever really subscribed to that stupid theory.
Well, I think they do. If a legitimate financial advisor is using it, which they are all over the country today.
They really use that.
Yes. You walk into their office and they say, look it. Because you're relying on them. You're the client saying, look, I got this $600,000 portfolio and I don't want to outlive my money.
Right, and I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, first of all, what I'm going to tell you to do, Mr. Smith, is since you're 60, so let's do 70. Since you're 70 years old, I'm going to recommend that we only put $30,000 in an equities portfolio and we're going to put the rest in bonds, which aren't subject to the stock market. Well, yeah, but they're subject to interest rate risk, which is another risk we need to talk about, John.
Oh, gee, they didn't mention that, did they?
So it's the next biggest risk that we deal with is interest rate risk. And you deal with it in bonds, and you deal with it in types of vehicles and time frames as well. We'll talk about that after the break.
And by the way, speaking of interest rate risk, there's quite a bit of that right now, you would think, with interest rates being as low as they are historically. You're on the other side of where you were about 35 years ago when interest rates were at the high end. All right. We'll talk more about this. There's a right way and a wrong way to deal with risk. We'll discuss that as well with Terry Keyes. Your phone calls welcome. Any subject at all, money related, you give us a call. Lines are open, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. This is Buckett Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Of Affirmative Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Bucket Strategy Investing.
Just take those old records
home. It is the program, Talking About Your Money, etc. Johnny Dean and Terry Keyes here with me once again. We're here to talk to you about your money. If you've got money questions, we've got money answers for you right here on the program. 877-PLANNER is our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We've got plenty of room on the phones right now, so if you want to join us, you should do so. Also, speaking of retirement and education and wealth education and all that, we've got some retirement income strategies workshops coming up here. That's right. The next one is not that far away. It is a week from Saturday, Saturday, April 30th. It's in Santa Clara, California. Santa Clara, California. You can register right now, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. If you want to join the Brain Trust, you can do so there. I would suggest you do that. Now, Terry Keyes will not be there that day. Terry will be traveling. He's got some stuff he's got to take care of. But our own Professor Plum, who will be back here tomorrow, he'll be here there in Santa Clara, as well as the Bay Area advisor, John Ellis. So those two will be doing that in Santa Clara. You should join the Brain Trust. Learn all about retirement income strategies like we talk about on this show, and learn all about how to keep yourself from running out of money before you run out of time.
I make a commitment.
What's your commitment, Terry? Hi.
Everybody who attends will walk away knowing at least one or two things that they did not know about retirement income planning.
Yeah.
That's my commitment. If not, you call me here.
That's a commitment. That's not a guarantee. It's a commitment.
And if not, if you don't, you call me here on the air. How's that for a challenge? No, don't call me behind the scenes. Call me right here, 877-PLANNER, next week.
If they didn't get
one or two pieces of information, new pieces of information regarding retirement income planning.
Yeah, okay.
Pieces of information.
Useful. This is not useless pieces of information.
This is not my normal useless. This is useful.
No, it really is.
Yeah.
And
you don't know why I can make that commitment?
Because why?
Because I won't be here next week. You and Rick will. When they call 877-PLANNER, they'll be calling you too, and you'll have to explain why.
Well, what we will do is we will give you Terry's cell phone number. How's that? And then Terry won't know what's going on, and he's going to have to answer to that. Now, you know what?
All kidding aside.
Yes, all right.
I stand by that statement. You will pick up several pieces of useful information. It is well. I've never had a person in the last 4 or 5 years say that it wasn't well worth their time.
I've never had, we've been doing these since, the mid-90s, I guess? Something like that?
We have had complaints that Rick and I aren't the best-looking people, but, you know.
Well, leave that aside.
We overcome that with the information. But did you get useful information? Yes. Well, then who cares what we look like?
You know, we tried those for a little while because of that reason. We tried those laugh-in style go-go dancing girls on the side, you know. Try to get Goldie Hawn. That was a problem,
too. It was a distraction.
So you know what? Put up with whatever these guys look like and just pay attention to the information. I think it's very important. Yeah. Kind of like what we do on this program. Mm-hmm. By the way, 877-PLANNER, huh?
Einstein wasn't the best-looking dude, let's just call
it what
it
true.
Is.
That's
he was
true.
Smart. See?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Are you putting yourself in Einstein's?
Well, I'm just saying you're coming to pick mine and Rick's brains, okay. Not our looks.
There you go. All right. That's what it comes down to. Okay. 877-PLANNER. I don't know where I'm going with this, but 877-752-6637. Okay. We're talking about risk, and you cover a lot of this in the workshop too, by the way. We're talking about risk here. Now, here's where we are as far as interest rates. We'll also get into market risk and inflation and all that stuff. But interest rates, Terry, everybody's still concerned. You know, here's what they see. They say interest rates have been at this low forever, it seems, certainly the last 5, 6, 7 years. And according to most people, there's nowhere for them to go but up.
The 10-year Treasury has been more stubborn than it's ever been in its entire life, I believe.
Well, it has. Now, do you remember last December when everybody was up in arms about the interest rate hike, there it goes, and mortgage rates were going to be up, and the 10-year was going to be up. Of course, you know, there's no real relation between the rate that the Fed changes and the rate that the 10-year, which is based on market conditions, goes through. So, but be that as it may, we are in a low cycle of interest rates, much like we were back in the early 80s on the other side.
Well, if the highest 10-year treasury ever was 12, 13, 14, whatever it is, and the lowest was 1.4, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay? Somewhere in there.
So about 1.4. So we know these facts. Over the last 50 years, the highest was 12 to 14, the lowest was 1.4.
Right.
And we currently sit at 1.78. That's a no-brainer at looking at a 50-year cycle and saying, of course, we're at the all-time low. I mean, we're 30 basis points off of it.
Okay, so there's risk to some people's portfolio that in X number of years.
The problem with interest rate risk is you don't know the time frame for the risk.
You never know the time frame. So what do you do?
Well, I think whenever you're in a low interest rate environment, you stay in shorter-term investments. You don't buy a 7-year CD. You buy a 7-year CD at all-time interest rate lows. Are you kidding me? Yeah. What you do is take a 30-year mortgage. You borrow money at all-time lows.
Well, because
lows.
At you that point, you're not the bond buyer. You're the bond issuer.
That's what I'm saying.
You see?
You borrow at all-time lows, but you don't invest at all-time lows. What you do, really, is you suck it up and accept the 1.8% treasury or the 2.5% annuity or whatever, the 2% annuity, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you suck it up and just do it in little 2 and 3 year segments at a time. Because that way, if 2 to 3 years from now interest rates are a little bit higher, you can then redo another. And then when interest rates get at a higher end of the cycle, I mean, in hindsight, when we were sitting at 12% treasuries, did anyone really think they were going to go to 30?
There probably were some, but most rational people were going to say that.
So in hindsight, when the treasury is anything over 6, 7, 8%, you probably should buy a 10-year product then, a 10-year CD.
Well, think back to those times. I mean,
that's managing interest rate risk.
It is managing interest rate risk. Ed, you got to keep it short. You don't want to be holding this hot potato because something better is likely to come along. Just the question of when.
Yeah.
So if you're holding on to them for too long, that's why you talk about going short, couple of years, right?
In reality, you have the same problem with investing in bonds. So if you buy a longer term bond, a 7 or a 10 year bond, there's people still out there recommending them. You got to be crazy. Because when interest rates go up, the value of those bonds are going to go down. That's interest rate risk as well.
Yes. Now, we should explain why, for people who don't understand how this works, when you're holding a bond, when interest rates go up, why the value of that bond goes down.
Well, it has to, because they have to work in an automatic inverse relationship just because of the type of instruments that they are. Mm-hmm. So if I own a bond, a 7-year bond that pays X percent, and then a year later, someone can go out and get the same 7-year bond that pays 2% higher.
Mm-hmm.
What does that make my bond worth, John?
It makes your bond worth less.
That's common sense. That's supply and demand. Oh, geez, this guy's got all these bonds over here that pay 9. Mine only pays 7. It's like the car. Oh, so I'm going to pay you less for that car because this car has a lot more options on it.
Yeah. Okay?
It's just common sense.
I look at bonds as pretend fake money-making machines. It's, you know, the interest it gives you is just money that gets spewed out.
Yeah, that's
now, if there's a machine that costs exactly the same thing in the store that's going to spew out more, well, yours
everyone's
is naturally going to be worth
it. So what do I got to do to sell mine?
If you got to sell yours,
you got to reduce the price.
Exactly.
That's why the value of bonds goes down when interest rates go up. It's automatic. It's not market reaction.
Yes.
It's got nothing to do with emotion. It's got nothing to do with that. It's a hard interest rate risk.
Now, there are people who say, okay, yeah, I can go out short, but we're running against a break again. I can go out short on some of these bonds. But honestly, isn't there something I can do where I can have some relative safety and yet still get some measurement, something besides 1 point nothing percent?
You can buy an annuity, maybe a fixed annuity or maybe an index, a fixed indexed annuity.
Yeah, kind of like what we talked about
before.
Not
a bad alternative to a bond sometimes.
Right. So these are ways that you can manage risk. Interest rate risk, certainly one of those. We've got more inflation and all that stuff. Different things that you can do. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Got lines open right now. You need to call the Brain Trust. Terry Keyes in today for Professor Rick Plum. But we're still answering money questions as we have all week. We've had some great calls, great questions. Keep it up. 877-752-6637. If you want to call us right now, is a great time to do so. Ask your money questions. We can talk about anything at all. It doesn't have to be about risk. It can be about anything that's on your mind. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health, Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Having some fun, as we do on this program. How can we talk about money like this and just enjoy ourselves so much, you know? You ever heard these other shows? They're so dull and dry. You know, not us.
Because in the end, Johnny, it's just money.
It's just money?
It's just money.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for that. And, you know, I think some people just take it so seriously. I mean, as an advisor, you have to, though. I mean, you know, this is people's life savings that you're dealing with oftentimes. And when we talk about things like risk, which is what we're kind of doing this hour. By the way, 877-PLANNER. If you got any questions, we've got some lines open right now. 877-752-6637. Give us a call, whether you're in Seattle, Portland, Phoenix, Las Vegas.
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you. That's right. Port St. Lucie, Atlanta, Georgia, Houston, Dallas, Philadelphia. Am I going to go through the whole list here?
That's it. Keep going. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
I want to hear from you.
That's right. Thank you. New York City. We want to hear from you. Charlotte, North Carolina.
877-PLANNER is the number. 877-PLANNER. We're here to answer your questions. This hour for sure, all across the country and in many other markets, the next hour as well.
That's right. We're here for a couple of hours. So, okay, we're talking about risk. Somebody walks in, sits down, they say to their advisor, look, you know, I got a certain amount of money, kind of like what you said before. The advisor needs to determine what type of risk they're willing to take. First of all, how do most advisors that you've seen help somebody adjust their risk?
Okay, so there's the one we make fun of the most, and hopefully it's going away over time, and that's what we mentioned earlier. That is, they basically just subtract your age. So the theory is the older you are, the less risk you should take. So if you're an 80-year-old, you should only have 20% of the market. If you're a 90-year-old, you should only have 10. Your age minus 100, right, John? We've talked about that.
Yes.
Now, and that's absolutely wrong. The reason that's wrong is because, to be honest with you, a 90-year-old who has much less time to live should probably have more money in the market. So it actually works in the reverse.
That's, you know, and you don't hear that.
No.
You know,
so that's why that weighs wrong. You
of
don't
course.
Subtract your age from 100. Right. The next one, the really popular one is, you'll go into the financial advisor's office and there'll be a little two or three page like this, and they'll say, hey, before Mr. Keyes is going to meet with you today, Mrs. Smith, I'd like you to complete this risk profile questionnaire.
You've put yourself in the position of somebody else now. Before Mr. Advisor, let's put it this way, because I don't know that you'll be doing this. Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't use this.
Okay? No, I know, right.
Okay.
Yes.
So you will complete a risk profile questionnaire. It's questions that supposedly some psychologists have developed.
Psychologists?
Yes, over time. And it's the psychology of investing. And at the end, you get a score on this thing. So a lot like 100 minus your age, but you get a score.
I have never seen this. Okay.
And the higher the score, the more risk of a taker you are. The lower the score, the less of a risk taker you are.
Okay.
They ask you all these strange questions, okay?
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
You mean like stuff unrelated to money almost?
Some are. And it's a
all
mixture
right.
of things.
Okay, Rorschach ink test
it's like,
and all that.
You know, I think one of the questions is like, you know, how often do you go more than 15 miles an hour over the speed limit? I'm a risk taker, John.
I walk out at that point,
dude.
I tell you. All right, fine.
So you got a $1 million portfolio. You've got to be asking yourself as you're filling this out, really?
What am I doing?
I'm in this person's office, and this is what I'm doing before I meet with the financial advisor. And the reason it's wrong is that's only one type of a risk-taking adjustment that you can make.
Of
so
course.
That person, let's use an example. That person fills out that thing, and it says they're an extremely high risk taker, okay? So that's going to lead that financial advisor to put more of their money in riskier assets.
Based on them doing other risky things.
And some financial questions, too, all mixed together. Their score, based on their score, their profile.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So based on their profile, and they're going to score high, and they're going to be put in a 70% stock, 30% non-stock portfolio, let's say, okay?
Okay.
What does that have to do with the amount of money they're going to start pulling from that portfolio starting that year if they're retiring that year?
Nothing, because they haven't asked them that.
So it has nothing to do with that. So now the client says, that's great. I'm in 70 stocks, 30 bonds, and I'm pulling out a 4% withdrawal on a $1 million portfolio or $40,000 a year. Okay.
And I'm 70% stock.
Yeah. So I'm pulling $40,000 a year out of my $300,000 safer side of my pocket. Well, all the rest is subject to the market. So with my luck, I'm out of money in 6 or 7 years because I pulled 40 out every year, right? 280,000, right?
Yeah.
And the other 70 was in the markets down 45%. Now what do I do?
What do you do? Is this
stop taking money? The reason that's wrong is it doesn't address the time frame. So it goes back to the basics of buckets. Buckets 101 yesterday. It goes all the way back to another way and I just point that out because, you know, if someone gives you that risk profile questionnaire, get up and walk out.
Yeah.
It's just not the right way to do it. No.
Okay, so
now, I'm not saying that I discount it totally. Now that I know you need $24,000 a year, John, I know you need it for the rest of your life with some inflation adjustments. I know you have X amount in dollars. I'm still going to ask you, okay, when I choose the types of products I'm going to bucketize with, I'm still going to ask and be concerned about, you know, we can take a little more risk in bucket two, if you like, by using this product instead of this product. They're both relatively safe products. Mm-hmm. They're both fine for use in a bucket two 7 to 15 year time frame, but you might choose one that's a little more volatile than the other one in that bucket.
Because I'd like to get a little bit more out of it.
You're willing to take
and
a
little
chance.
And I know that because I don't have to touch this money for 10 years, that the time factor will help mitigate some of that risk.
So I don't want someone out there listening saying I'm poo-pooing the whole thing or I don't care about my client's risk profile. I do. But I can ask you and have a discussion with you about how to address risk after we've initially addressed it with the time frame for which you're going to need the money from your portfolio.
All right. So how do you do this? So you don't hand them a risk psychologist.
I do it by an explanation and an education of the type of product that I am recommending. As if you're paying me to be your financial advisor, you're paying me for my recommendations. Correct?
Yes, for your expertise.
Yes. So I'm going to educate you. This particular investment is the least volatile bucket two investment. This one is in the middle, and this one's the highest. You've had an education of all three. You may only use one of them. That's how I'm having that discussion. Are you more comfortable, John, knowing what you now know about this fixed index annuity? It's just a fixed rate of return, guaranteed 2.5% rate of return for the next 6 years by an A-plus rated company. Are you okay? Is that enough for you? Because there's no risk whatsoever, and I absolutely know my rate of return.
Right, and by now I know that I'm aware that interest rates could be higher a few years from now.
And when I say there's no risk, there always is an annuity. There's some
interest,
risk, you know that.
I
so I don't want to be, you know, recorded saying that, actually. So what I mean is that's the safest idea. Your risk of your principal is safe, according to the claims paying ability of an A-rated insurance company, and you know you're going to get 2.5 a year. And then I say, now I got another idea, John, and I want you to listen to this and tell me which one appeals to you more. When I'm asking you and educating you and asking you to tell me which one appeals, you're giving me your risk tolerance. You're telling me what I feel. I have no problem giving up that 2.5, Terry, and just seeing what the S&P 500 does each and every year with a cap rate on it, because that's the next level of risk I can take in bucket two. And if you're comfortable doing that, then that's the better product for you.
But the first thing that had to happen was the explanation as to how all of this works.
Well, the first thing that had to happen was, I've already told you I only want 200,000 in bucket one, I want 200,000 in bucket two, and I only want 150,000 in the stock market.
Right.
I've already told you that because that's just based on the time frame for which we're going to spend the money.
Yeah.
So I've already done step one. Step two now is going and further in and fine-tuning your strategy based on your personality versus someone else's.
Then you get into a little bit of the psychology of it at that point.
Sure. Well, the psychology is, I'll explain the products to you in detail. I'll answer every question you need answered.
Right.
And in the end, you're either going to choose, we're going to choose together, or on some occasions the client says, Terry, whatever you think is best.
Okay, so do you ever ask people what sort of long-term rate of return do you expect to get out of this kind of thing?
I don't ask that question normally. What I normally do is explain to you bucket by bucket what we, the minimum expectations that we expect or that we're trying to achieve, mm-hmm. and then we'll send you home with a weighted average of what I think we're trying to do, and we'll revisit that every year, at least once or twice a year in a review session. That, remember, overall, we're just trying to get about a 6% rate of return, let's say. I'm just, you know, making that up right now. Everybody's yeah. different. We're just trying to get a 6, and then we'll measure it to how we did over the last year or 2 years or 3 years. I had a meeting with some clients in Colorado earlier this week, and the discussion was, all right, it's been 4 years. How did we do last year? But not only that, how did we do over the last 4 years? Are we meeting our minimum expectations?
Yeah.
How much cash did we originally plan to take? How much are we taking? How did the investments perform? And you can look at them individually, which you want to. And then you wait. You can do a weighted average of all of them and say, oh, overall. Remember, if you're only taking a 4 or 5% distribution,
yeah,
and you can get a nice weighted average across a really cool strategy like a bucket strategy,
yeah,
you only need a 6 or 7% rate of return if you're pulling 4 or 5 out.
Well, yeah, and I think people get too hung up sometimes on actual rate of return, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, don't they sit there and you've I'm sure you've seen people who say, you know something, I need to get an 11 or 12% rate of return.
Right.
And I don't want to take a whole lot of risk doing it, but I understand that there are certain products out there that'll...
You tell me how you're going to do that, because I don't know of a product that gets a 10 to 12% rate of return without taking a whole heck of a lot of risk.
Well, that's it. But they go, well, I've heard about them. You know, I heard an ad on the radio, you know, you get guaranteed stock market returns without any of the stock market risk. And this is the kind of thing that I want.
Market-like returns with no downside potential. I've heard that ad.
I've heard it many times, and I've heard numbers, 7, 8, 9%.
It's a marketing gimmick.
It is, and I'd say prove it, because they can't. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take some of your calls. We got some emails to get to as well. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, enough of the lectures, I think. We'll go ahead and take your calls. You've got questions. We've got answers. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Trivia coming up.
Lucia Capital Group advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, and learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, You can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
We got some room on the phones right now. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes. It's another hour coming up, by the way, of this and more next hour. Whatever it is you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind from a financial standpoint, you've got money questions, we've got answers here. We're going to do a couple of emails here before the top of the hour. Terry mentioned something about trivia. I don't know, do I let you do your trivia?
Yeah, but first, before I do that, real quick, the Plumster comes back tomorrow.
Yes, Rick Plum will return tomorrow after his six-day wedding thing with his kid. Mm-hmm. Now, he's got another wedding coming up, I think, in July. So the question is, how long is he going to take for that one as well?
I don't know. He's going to run out of vacation time. I think he's home mentally preparing to come back now.
Well, he is. He's actually
8 days or something.
What he's doing, he's studying. He's you know, doing what he needs to do to get back onto the show. Yep. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
But he's doing fine, for those of you who are asked, who have asked.
Yes.
Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number. Let's do a couple of emails here before the top of the hour.
And I got one. And then I'll ask you a couple of numbers questions, okay?
Numbers questions? Yep. So we are going to relate this to money and all that kind
not
of
really
stuff.
Money, but numbers. But
numbers.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, this gets to Lynn in Puyallup, Washington. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number. And if you want to email us, you can go to wealthed.com.
Have you ever been to Puyallup?
Actually, yes, I have. Yes, I have.
I'm one of the few people.
Really? Well, I know you've been there.
Well, yeah, because I work in Seattle, but it's a nice little suburb of Seattle.
Well, of course.
Close
well,
to Tacoma.
I used to go up there. This was many years ago when I used to engineer both San Diego Chargers and San Diego State Aztec football games went at the radio station I worked with in the 90s. So we would go
town,
up there.
There's a little town just next there, a little east, maybe a little bit south, I think. If you're listening in Seattle, don't call me if I'm wrong, but a little southeast of there called Enumclaw.
Yeah.
Enumclaw. Beautiful view of the mountain.
No, the entire state of Washington is beautiful views.
I mean, but this is just, it sets right at the bottom looking straight up at Mount Rainier.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yep. That's wonderful. Well, this is Lynn.
What does Lynn want?
In Puyallup, I have pre-tax IRAs. And I'm currently contributing through a spousal IRA.
Mm-hmm.
My husband will retire at the end of 2016. Can I open a spousal Roth for 2016 and then use the account to convert my existing IRAs before I hit required minimum distribution age? Now, you need to explain what Lynn is asking.
We're going to go step by step.
Step by step it is, inch by inch. Go right ahead.
Step by step. I have a pre-tax IRA. That simply means she has an IRA that they tax deducted, or she tax deducted when she put the money in.
Sure. It's okay? A pre-tax IRA.
Sure. It's actually a tax deductible one because 401ks are pre-tax.
That's true. Yes.
IRAs
you put
are
the money in.
A little error there, but that's fine. She's a.
You put post-tax money in, it became pre-tax.
Right. So she really has what's called a tax deductible IRA, okay, which is fine. That means she pays, she takes RMDs and pays taxes when she's 70 and a half or whenever she takes the money out over 59 and a half. She's currently contributing through a spousal IRA. That just means she doesn't get to make the contribution because of her earnings. She's making it because her spouse has earnings.
Yeah, so okay? She may not have earnings
in this
particular case.
And that's fine. She's everything right. So this IRA has whatever it has in it. Mm-hmm. And then her husband's going to retire at the end of 2016. That tells me he's working this year. He's earning income this year. Mm-hmm. That means she can open up a spousal Roth IRA for this year, which is her next question. A spousal Roth IRA is now open.
Right.
Maybe she puts $1,000 in whatever she wants, up to, depending on her age, up to $6,500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now she owns one. Then he all quits working. They're all retired next year. And she says, can she now take her deductible IRA and start converting it into the Roth that she opened up? And of course she can.
The tax, the tax deductible.
Yeah, the one that she had. And she'll pay taxes on whatever she moves every year. You move it all in 1 year. You can move it over 5 years, 10 years, do whatever you want.
Yeah, so it doesn't. She doesn't have any problem. In fact, she wants to do this before she hits required minimum
that
distribution
age. That was the final part. No, she sounds like she wants to do this before she's 70 and a half, so she won't have any RMDs.
Yes.
Ever.
Well, or at least eliminate the
Well,
the,
she does it, if she does
bring it
all,
down, I mean.
If she does it all, she'll have no RMDs, or she'll reduce them dramatically. Yep.
What's the reason somebody might do that? Now, here's what you're talking about. You have people
taxes.
In their 60s. Well, yeah, I'm leading you to this.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I know the answer, but this is the back and forth we do.
Oh, okay.
So somebody in their 60s, you know, they know at age 70 and a half, or they're supposed to know, that they've got to take required minimum distributions. It's a certain amount based on how much is in your IRAs and your 401ks, et cetera. So you can't go below that, which means that you're going to have added income to your, you know, to your,
right.
You'll be adding to your income that year, which could put you into a higher tax bracket. Well,
and if you're holding off on taking your Social Security and you retire, like this gentleman's doing,
right,
and you have a few years after, in your first few years into retirement, where you have a very low or no tax bracket,
right.
That's the time you want to do this because she'll pay very little tax when she does these conversions from the IRA to the Roth.
We talk about
that's why
that's
it's a strategy. She has
right.
a strategy.
Yes.
She obviously listens to the show.
Yeah. Yes. We've talked about having you have these. It's coming up at 70 and a half. These big distributions in some cases
mm-hmm.
That you're going to have to start taking. Well, what are you going to do? That's going to put you into a higher tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
It can. Oftentimes
mm-hmm.
it does. So maybe between the ages of 60 and 70, 60 somewhere mm-hmm. and 70, you start taking money out beforehand to reduce the impact of those required minimum distributions. Now, what does that do, Terry? That requires you to pay some taxes now that some people think, oh, really? I should pay taxes now. I thought the best thing for me to do would just defer all this stuff until later on.
I have some clients I work with that weren't able to do the conversions. This didn't all work up. Their tax brackets didn't line up in order to do this, so they had no choice. They had large, large IRAs. And I have some clients in their early 70s now taking $80,000 a year required minimum distributions.
A required minimum
They're
distributions.
They're required to take. My point is...
Wow.
Yeah, that's a
That's a couple
only a
million
bucks. $2 million
IRA.
IRA. They're not really common, but they're not as uncommon as you think.
And they weren't allowed or they weren't able to for tax reasons or at least
sometimes it's just the spouse, the husband maybe, let's say, or the wife who mm-hmm. has the $1.8 million or $2 million. Or sometimes think about this. The wife has saved about $1 million, the husband saved about $1 million in IRAs, 401ks.
Yeah.
They retire at 69
that's
or 70.
That's pretty nice.
They work late in life, so they have a high tax bracket the whole time. They aren't able to do
right.
the strategy.
Right.
So at 69, 70, they retire. They don't have a choice. So they're each taking a $40,000 RMD. That's $80,000 of income added to their Social Security.
But if
and people that made that kind
do.
Of money,
right.
People that made that kind of money usually have $60,000 to $70,000 in Social Security.
Well, it can be a nice problem to have, I
yes.
suppose. You've got all that money.
But this is a way to avoid it. That's all I'm saying.
It is. So if you have the room in the bracket, we talk about spending the bracket. If you have room
mm-hmm.
in the tax bracket,
yes.
you can pay a little bit of tax now, maybe
yes.
in the 15%, who knows, which could possibly, if it works out, by the time you hit required minimum distribution age, you've either eliminated that IRA because you've already paid the taxes on it, or you've reduced it significantly where it's not going to put your income into a higher tax bracket, or even more importantly, or as importantly, your Social Security.
Right.
Because your Social Security is subject to taxation
based
at a certain level.
Based on how much other income you have.
And those required minimum distributions that you're getting actually count
towards ruining your Social Security.
That's right. That modified adjusted gross income. All right, we're out of
time
for this
hour. 1 hour down, Johnny.
And there's another one to go. Your last one, at least for now.
For a few weeks.
Right. 877-PLANNER. If you need us on the air, another hour coming up. If you want to talk to Terry or any of the Brain Trust advisors from Lucia Capital Group off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Yes, another hour is just ahead. Give us a call. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.